WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
WeatherBrains 101 typically tries to look at some weather term or factor and put it in perspective for folks with an interest in weather. But for this episode, I'm going to revert to my old role as a warning coordination meteorologist and focus on the summer problem of heat and kids in cars. This almost verges on a rant. You may not have heard, but 15 children have died already this year in 2014 in the United States from the effects of heat stroke after being left in a hot car. We do so much to protect our kids with car seats and proper restraints, but we must not let our busy lives result in tragic loss when we forget about them in the back seat. Everyone who has ever been in a car knows that the interior of a car can heat up quickly, even on a coolish day. The interior of a car can heat up quickly in the sun, rising from a safe 80 degrees to over 120 degrees in just an hour. In just 2 minutes, the inside temperature of a car can go from 80 degrees to an unsafe and dangerous 94 degrees. Shortwave radiation enters the glass and heats the air and interior objects of the car. These in turn give off longwave radiation that heats the air inside the car by conduction and convection. So never leave a child or pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short time. Find a good way to remind yourself that the child is in the back seat by placing a stuffed toy in the front seat with you, or by leaving your purse or briefcase or perhaps your cell phone in the back seat as a reminder. It's really important that we stem the tide in these tragic and preventable deaths of children. Beat the heat. Check the back seat.